Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. 17 till. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is just that. Put a .com on the end, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget, check out my blog, the poll question right there on the homepage. We want to know what you think about a different topic every week. And when you click your answer, you will see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner is our guest. He's the founder of BNI, Business Network International, and the author of many books, including The 29% Solution. That's not the new one, though, is it, Ivan?
No, Networking Like a Pro is,
there you
is
go.
The new one. But if we have a chance, I'll mention a downloadable book.
My first e-book. We've got an e-book. That's right. Tell us about it.
Well, it came out this year. It's called the BNI Handy Guide to Networking. It is free, and I'll make sure you get a copy.
Thank you.
If you'd like to have to your listening audience, they can download the book.
I have mine. In fact, I have it right in front of me. I don't know why I didn't say that. Thank you for reminding me. So that's a free copy of a networking guide, folks. Don't miss this opportunity. How did we do that, Ivan?
Well, they can get it at BNI.com, but I'd recommend they go to your website,
right,
and you can give them the link, maybe.
Okay,
and,
absolutely.
They can download the book right off of
your
website.
We'll put that in our newsletter, too. My crack team is listening, and we'll make sure we get that happening, make that happen, too, because I want everybody to have this guide. Thank you for making it free, too,
yeah.
Ivan. I appreciate that very much.
It was written by myself and my co-author, Neeraj Shah. Neeraj is from India, so it is a truly international
networking, yeah. Folks. Hey, Ivan, one of the things that you have a great example of something you call the networking disconnect. And this, folks, I want you to listen real close. This is going to be on the test. This may be the most important thing I've ever heard anybody say with regard to getting your head right when it comes to networking, and with regard to what your attitude should be when you are networking. Ivan, go ahead.
Well, a good friend of mine, Frank DiRaffoli, who's my co-author in my next book that I'm working on, we've talked about this, and he showed me this at a conference in the United Kingdom earlier this year, and we had about 500 people in the audience, and he went up before me, and he said, "Watch this, this will be amazing." He went up before me, and he said to the audience, "How many of you, to the 500 people out there, raise your hand if you came here hoping to do some business, maybe make a sale?" And a huge percentage of the room raised their hand. You know, way over half the room raised their hand.
And that's a natural response. Anybody would say that.
Yeah. But, you know, probably two-thirds of the ones who didn't were just too lazy to raise their hands.
That's right.
You know, almost everybody raised their hand. So then he said, "Okay, great, thank you. Now, how many of you are here hoping to buy something?" And not one person, not a
nobody raised
hand.
Well, lots of sellers, but no buyers.
That's right. And that is the networking disconnect.
Yeah.
If you're going to networking events hoping that you can sell something, you're dreaming. And don't confuse direct selling with networking.
Mm-hmm.
And the disconnect is that people show up hoping to
but
sell
Ivan,
something, but they don't
want to
buy.
Why else would I do networking if I can't sell something?
Well, it's all about the VCP process, the visibility, credibility, profitability. And so first you have to be visible, then you have to establish that credibility, and then you get to profitability. So when you go to networking events, it's about making connections that you can work on the relationship.
Ivan, that's too hard. That takes too long.
Well, which, you know, people have certainly said that to me, although not with that real cute voice of yours like that, but people say that to me all the time, and that it's too hard, you know, it takes time. Well, what are your alternatives? And we just talked about how networking was so valuable today. So what are your alternatives? If you're not going to do it right, and if you're going to do it wrong, it's not going to work. So if you're going to do it right and it takes time, what are your alternatives?
But Ivan, could this be why I don't have enough business?
Yes, it could. That's exactly it.
Could this
it.
Be why my business is failing?
Absolutely. And people have to understand that the process takes time. In the latest book, and I know you've seen it, Jim, I have what I call the time confidence mm-hmm. curve. That it takes, it, no matter what business you're in, it's going to take a certain amount of time before people have confidence in your ability to provide a quality product or service. And that time confidence curve may vary depending on profession. If you're a florist, hey, you know, they might have confidence pretty quickly. A printer, it's going to be a little longer. Mm-hmm. An accountant, longer. An investment advisor investing someone's retirement income, it's at the end of the scale. So
well,
it takes time, and if you don't go into this with that understanding, it you will fail. If you go in looking to just sell a product at a networking event, I got to tell you, A, that happens about as often as a solar eclipse, that you just, you know, stumble over a sale.
Stumble over somebody,
and,
yeah.
And B, even a blind squirrel can find a nut.
Right.
You know, it's going to be out there. You're going to stumble on it.
You see, one of the best motivations to me to not practice the disconnect is what I call the quantum leap. Folks, if you've ever experienced a quantum leap, and we'll talk about this in the next segment, but the quantum leap, folks, is where the business you got today wasn't even work that you did today. It was work that you did 6 months ago or a year ago, maybe 5 years ago. But not only did you get the work, you get the business that you worked up today or this week, but you get work that you worked on a long time ago that just dropped into your lap. When that happens, that's the quantum leap. BNI.com is the website for Ivan. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You can find his handy guide to networking there until I get it up on my website. And he and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.